I call now the representative of Armenia. The platform, the floor is yours, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. It wasn't my intention to take the floor. However, I'm forced to respond, to use my right of reply, to respond to the accusations that were aired just now in this August Assembly. First and foremost, I would like to put everything straightforwardly and mention that there is no conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan. The conflict is between the Nagorno-Karabakh Republic, or Republic of Artsakh, according to its new name, and the Azerbaijani Republic. I would like to remind the August Assembly, but especially our Azerbaijani colleagues, because I'm really surprised at the logic that they are speaking with, and putting the whole truth upside down. Let me remind a few important phases of the history. The first attacks on the peaceful population of Nagorno-Karabakh were carried out by the authorities of Azerbaijan. The attacks were afterwards turned into a full-scale war against the population of Artsakh. Azerbaijan used heavy artillery, tanks, and every possible arms they can to destroy, to annihilate the population of Nagorno-Karabakh. Well, luckily and not surprisingly, they lost. Nagorno-Karabakh won this war, and in order to secure its life, its right to life, they had to fight. They fought and won. Apart from that, on December 10, 1991, Nagorno-Karabakh declared through referendum of its independence from Azerbaijan in the same way that Azerbaijan has declared of its independence from Soviet Union. Azerbaijani leadership is, Azerbaijani representative mentioned about the racist accusations to the Armenian authorities. But let me remind the racist accusations of the Azerbaijani leadership. The president who always calls any Armenian in the world enemy of Azerbaijan. They are changing the situation by turning into a victim and putting the whole blame on Armenia or Armenians or anything Armenian in the world. But let us look at the current militaristic preparations by Azerbaijan. The constant shelling on the border with Armenia, the constant shelling and sniper firing on the Nagorno-Karabakh contact line, these are the true faces of Azerbaijan. Nagorno-Karabakh has never been part of Azerbaijan and will never be part of it. It is an independent republic with full-fledged government and much more democratic institutions that Azerbaijan has in its own country. Azerbaijan should remind itself of the UN Charter and remember that the aggressor, first and foremost, is Azerbaijan. The whole thing has started because of Azerbaijan's aggression against the people of Nagorno-Karabakh. Myth of genocide? The myth of genocide started not only with the massacres of every Armenian person living in Sumgait, Baku, and Kirovabad 20, 30 years ago, but that was also carried out in the early years of the Soviet power in Azerbaijan, when Armenians were killed in Baku, when Armenians were attacked in Shushi. So there is a real threat for the people of living in Nagorno-Karabakh. That is why no Armenian, and actually no any other ethnic minority, would be willing to live under the occupation of Azerbaijan. Everything, whatever is said by the Azerbaijan representative, is false. Let me at least address one particular issue. Tens of thousands of Armenians living in Azerbaijan, false. The ECRI, the Council of Europe ECRI, has mentioned on numerous occasions through their visits and through their studies of Azerbaijani population that there are maximum 20 to 30 Armenian people living in Azerbaijan in mixed marriages. The words of the representatives of Azerbaijan, whether in this hall or whether back in Baku, never correspond to the realities on the ground. Whatever is said is based on lies and wishful thinking. It is most important not to deliberate these issues here, not to call upon different stories which are, as I mentioned, falsified, but to stick to the peace process. It will be very important for Azerbaijan's side to be sincerely engaged in the peace process, and the only mandated peace process is, which is mandated also by the United Nations, the Secretary General of the United Nations, is the OSCE Minsk Group co-chairmanship. The negotiations have been conducted through this format for many years, and they have yielded many results. But in order to achieve final results, what we need is sincere participation of Azerbaijan. Forgetting any possible solution with military, any possible military solution, but being sincerely active in the peaceful negotiations. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
I now call on the representative of Azerbaijan on a second intervention.